First one's from Clayton Barge and Rory May from the Arts and Primary School team. If you would like to stand up at the microphone and press the button to the red light to show, and then you may ask your questions, please.
Hi, I'm Caitlin from Barton Primary School, Newport. Hello, and I'm Rory from Italy here from Barton Primary School, Newport. Yeah, I've been watching West Gemma and Australia on Saturdays. These terrible bushfires made us think about what we can do on the island to fight climate change. We think reducing emissions is really important. What are you planning to do to change people's habits and encourage them to use their cars less for more sustainable transport?
Thank you very much for your question. I will get our leader, Councillor Dufour, to respond.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much, first of all, coming on to the council meeting. It's nice to see you all here. I thank those, including Councillor Brodie, who have organised the visit. That's good. In relation to the question, which is a really important question, this council has declared a climate emergency, and Councillor Steve Hastings is leading a lot of work in that area. I'll just give you some examples. So the council has itself already bought a number of electric cars because we thought that was important, and we're now encouraging other people. People to buy an electric car on the Isle of Wight can get free parking at the moment. We buy from suppliers on green electric because we think that's important. We recycle the waste in a way which has put us in the top 10% in the country. We've been recognised by Friends of the Earth for the work we're doing as a local authority in that. And even with the CO2, the emissions that you talk about, and you're absolutely right, we all watch the bushfires in Australia, and I'm sure there are members in this chamber, including myself, and our family who live in Australia. It's a tragedy, and I think we should, as an island, appreciate what we have because others are really suffering at this time. Counties around us, cities around us, Portsmouth and Southampton, are looking at the emissions that come into the atmosphere. And it's an interesting thing because actually what goes up in Southampton doesn't have a barrier to the Isle of Wight or Portsmouth or anywhere. We're all susceptible to the emissions and the impact it has. And we are definitely working with all of our colleagues in Southampton and Portsmouth and Hampshire to make sure that we do our part in reducing the emissions. So thank you for the question. I hope that's given you a sufficient answer.
Thank you for your answer.
Thank you very much. Second, I have to call Tanya Rebell from Cowes. Ask your question, please.
Thank you. Can you all hear me? Great. Should be environment emergency, by the way, not just climate emergency, as an aside. I'm coming to the question immediately, Chair, and it's this. It's theoretical. If a council leader is found to have failed in his or her duty of care and not have protected island residents, including its employees, against harmful wireless radiation pollution, invisible pollution, would these be grounds for instant dismissal? I'm not talking about financial misconduct or anything like that. I'm actually talking about life and death issues here.
Could we have a question?
That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
I can read it again, no problem.
That's fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for your question. As all members in this council chamber, we're elected by the ballot box by the people who live on the island, and I'm sure you're one of those voters. And so they have within their grasp the ability to elect or deselect anybody who's not fulfilling what they said they would do. And obviously the recent general election was a reflection of the power that people have got.
Thank you, Council Leader, but that would be after people became ill, so it would be after the event. So my question now is coming to the point, will the Isle of Wight Council live up to its duty of care and protect residents and wildlife, not just from CO2 pollution, fossil pollution, but from all pollution, including harmless wireless radiation pollution. And that's also the council is building inside, where Wi-Fi is going around everywhere. So not just one form of pollution, will you practice joined up thinking and get some holistic action?
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
So I think we've already demonstrated as a council, in fact, our views on protecting our citizens in relation to environmental issues as well as climate emergency. I'm very pleased that we are actively delivering a plan to do that. I'm sure Councillor Hastings, in due course, will be happy to send you a copy of the plan. And for your information, it may be helpful to you. I'm pleased to see this evening we have Councillor Beese here. Councillor Beese is now on the cabinet and has specific responsibility for areas such as, maybe of interest to her, 5G and other matters. So you maybe should contact him and he'll express his views to you.
Thank you, but it's your turn. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I call Cameron Taylor, please?
Thank you, Chair. In July 2019, the Council launched the Concessionary Travel Scheme consultation. This proposal, put forward by the Council, would prevent disabled people from using their bus passes early in the morning during high traffic at times. This consultation ended in October, yet no outcome has yet been publicised, and the affected will have no clue on what's going on. Can the Council please comment on what action they entertain?
Yeah.
Aim to take, given it ended 3 months ago.
So I was about to answer you, and then you spoke again, and you always said yeah.
Just given that the consultation ended 3 months ago.
Thank you for your question. I'll ask Councillor Ward to give you a general update on the concession travel, because it comes under roads, transport, HGC's area. But the work is ongoing, so I'll ask him to give you some detail.
Councillor Ward. Thank you, Linda. The results of the consultation are in, as it were, and I have seen them, and the results are actually being analysed now to see what they actually mean and who does it affect in particular. So that work is ongoing and we will report back as soon as that work is done.
Thank you, Councillor. So the results will be available as soon as that's analysed.
I've got a supplementary, if that's okay. Considering many disabled people cannot drive and their early appointments at doctor surgeries or hospitals, have you consulted with the CCG or by NHS Trust to ensure this is feasible and the appointments for those disabled people can be made after 9:30, given many at the moment are at or around 9:30?
Yeah, 2 points. First of all, the detail of your supplementary question, if you can pass that through to Councillor Ward and give a detailed response. What I can tell you in general terms, Councillor Mosler, amongst others who deal specifically with public health, is constantly engaged with the CCG, the NHS Trust, and other key stakeholders. So I want to reassure you we are on that case.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Henry Burns, if you'd like to ask me a question, please, thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. What is your duty of care towards 5G when it is coming to this island? I'm thinking especially towards this wonderful school children. What do you have any ideas how to protect them of this dangerous electro smoke and many other health effects?
So I don't know if you're aware, because we've not spoken before, but the council has actually corresponded with the lady next to you and others on the question of 5G. This also relates to some of the national issues that are currently happening around. So we're constantly monitoring that, and in due course, if you give your details and send you a written question, Councillor Beese will respond to you with these thoughts.
I find this really great. Thank you very much. And I also would like to remind you that there are already many cities out there who are very
Is that a follow-up question?
Yeah, it is a question.
You can ask you a question.
My question is that if you are planning like other cities to take on a duty of care and protect your citizens of this dangerous 5G.
Thank you.
Well, I think, yes, the question relates to the duty of care again, to be able to work. Obviously, we can be spearheaded in our views because London has already gone down this road well ahead of the rest of the country. So we focus on our advice from public health and the experience of other local authorities. So I'd like to reassure you that's the way we operate. But if you have any more details, as I say, if you'd like to the Council of Peace, I'm sure you'd be pleased to respond.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Michael Smith from the airport.
Is the R9 investment and trains still going to go ahead, although the homecoming could be nationalised?
That's good.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, yes. And I'm pleased to say our Highlands MP, who was re-elected at the re-selection with an increased majority, you probably read that, is already in communication with ministers on this. I'm very pleased about that because the money has been approved by government and to that extent it's secure. The reason it's important is the Surgeon Local Enterprise Partnership, which is the body that involved himself with us in that, have already committed publicly to their contribution. We've committed publicly to our contribution, and as you know, the minister came down and confirmed that the government was. So, to the best of my knowledge, I believe, fortunately, we are, whoever is running otherwise, going ahead with that particular piece of work. If I hear any different, I will certainly let you know.
Thank you, that's all the final questions. We've got to item 4.